kinds of graphics.
Yeah, is this Phil?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Phil, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, I was just following up on that that oil extractor you were looking to bring on. Just kind of want to get an update.
We decided to sell.
What was that?
We decided to sell. Somebody offered $1.5 million, so we got out of it.
Oh, wow. They wanted that much for it?
No, that's we just sold the business.
Oh, wait. Say that again?
We sold the marijuana business for $1.5 million and said to get the hell with too many regulations. Bullshit.
What? Yeah, well, get out of here. When did you do that?
It's in the process.
Oh, but you're selling it right now?
Yep.
What's the name of your business you guys got out there for the marijuana?
We just started it. We just bought a bunch of licenses and then they put them in order where nobody can get more licenses, so they became worth more money.
So you guys are already getting out just like that, huh?
Yeah.
Who ended up buying it from you?
I don't know. Some lawyer. Somebody with a lot of money.
I was just going to say, it's a pretty big chunk of change to be buying a business for.
Yeah, they there's people that have a lot of money out in the world.
Yeah, there is. What are they gonna do? Keep it going, or?
Oh yeah, they're just gonna develop it. You know, we weren't quite all the way developed yet.
Kind of keeping it underground, right?
Yeah, you know, it's just fucking all the regulations and the headaches and the pain and the potheads.
I know you got to deal with them all the time, right?
Yeah, it was just it wasn't me, but you know, I was a small investor in that, but the guy that main investor. We're gonna go to try something else. Doesn't mean we're probably gonna build up my sign company. We're gonna do some 3D stuff.
Well, that's great, man. What I was just gonna ask you. So you're gonna stick with Two Moons and kind of?
Oh yeah, stick with Two Moons. We're gonna grow Two Moons.
Build that one back up.
Yeah.
What kind of regulations and whatnot were you guys having problems with? Can we get out of it?
Oh, it's just just stupid. You know, you just make one little mistake, like a quarter out, they just harass you. It's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, just a lot of little stuff like that.
Very regulated industry.
It is. I mean, it seems like you just felt like every other month or so you got the shops closing down and getting raided.
Oh, they do. You know, and it's just not that. You can have a bad employee that does something wrong, and you know.
Then yeah, the whole company, you lose all your money and.
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, it doesn't, but you need to have a full time guy that's all they do is the regulatory. Make sure everything's in compliant. You know, you have to count for every freaking gram of pot that you put into the system.
Uh-huh.
That you buy. It has to be made. So if you sell, like you buy a pound and you only sell 1 gram, you got to measure that down. And you got to have a video camera on your scale to record it.
Wow. Well, why is that?
It can be done, but it's just bullshit.
No,
it's just, I decided not to get into it. So he decided to sell. Somebody been wanting to buy it.
Yeah, that's a good safe move right there, man.
Yeah. So you know, we pay off what we have, and we'll come up ahead about $750,000, and
nice
something else.
Nice. So you'll get a little chunk of change out of it then from you know all that work.
Yeah. Well, I only been doing it for 3 months.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, man. I thought you were pretty fresh into that.
And I got 10%.
Wow. So nice little. 3 month job for you, huh?
I made 50 grand, yeah.
Nice. I know you can make a lot of money in that industry real quick.
Yeah, you know, but, there's money to be made, but there's also, another thing, I did a lot more diligence. I said, you know what, eventually all these other states are going to have their own pot, and there's going to be less people coming to Colorado buying it.
Yeah.
So your market share will go down because they don't need to come to Colorado anymore.
Yeah, yep, that's
you
true.
Know, you're on California, same effect, you know.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I voted no on that, just recently, though, just for that reason, because, I mean, if you really want to get your card, it's not even that hard, and I don't want it to turn into...
No, it's crap.
Yeah,
no,
I
really wanted to get in it for the CBD oils.
Uh-huh, yeah, I remember, because the oil extractor.
That's only for the health benefit, but that's still a way out yet.
Yeah, I know, it's still a few ways
road. You can do the hemp CBD oils, but it's not a very good oil. Anybody can... Because hemp is not a drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's not classified as a drug. But even though you can take CBD out of cannabis, because
mm-hmm.
cannabis is government classified cannabis, you can't sell it across state lines. Hemp
yeah.
you can, though.
Yeah, right. I was just going to ask too. Go ahead,
but
sir.
It's not as good for you as far as your health benefits, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know. So, I remember, you know, we discussed all that too.
Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, Charlotte Webb, which is a blend that they
give right, right. To, out in Colorado. The kids with...
they give it to the kids with epilepsy because it doesn't have hardly any THC in it, but it's a cannabis product.
Uh-huh.
But they can't sell it outside of Colorado.
Right.
And yeah, even if you grow it in your state, you can't transport it across state because it's federal law.
Yep, I was just going to say, it's always going to be federally illegal, too.
Until the federal government makes it legal, but, you know, that's a big money industry fighting against pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceuticals are very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't ever see that getting very far with, you know, the federal law.
Oh, well, It will. Yeah. It'll change. They're going to have to. You know, I think, you know, life is becoming common. There's some militia groups out there that are getting pretty scary, dude.
Wow.
I am serious.
Like what, man?
Oh, they're threatening to kill Hillary and everything. I'm not shitting you.
Well, honestly, that doesn't surprise me whatsoever. I mean,
you know, they're all, you know, they're Second Amendment people. You know,
yeah, blue collar.
But most of them are white supremacists, you know, types. There are a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
You get up in Montana and Oregon and down south and even down in Arizona, there's some big groups. I think they call themselves the 3%ers. Look, check them out. Google them out sometime.
Wow, that's crazy. I'm actually from up in the Northwest too, from Oregon, and I moved down from. That's where I moved down to San Diego from. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I know those guys up there.
Just look up the 3%ers.
Yeah, I got you. Well, hey, what are you guys gonna do with Two Moons? You got any plans for, you know, the rest of 2016?
Well, we'll probably buy some bigger equipment. There's some really cool stuff. Done with a picture of a marijuana plant. They put it in that 3D plastic stuff.
Uh huh.
And it sells like crap. We might start manufacturing them, and we can sell them all over the United States.
Legally.
Legally, yeah. So
yeah, exactly.
We're looking at other possibilities to you know, something, find a loop. It's a loop. It's still a lubricant market, but we're gonna find another angle into it.
Find a legal angle into it, right?
Yeah, legal.
Something where you don't have to worry about losing all the money and all those regulations and everything, right?
Well, you don't really have to worry about losing. It's pretty. You know, you can keep it. It's just the pain.
Yeah,
it's stressful,
I know.
You know what I mean? It's just a stress.
So much overhead on those.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I know. Not me. I'm at my point. I don't want to live in a stressful world.
Oh yeah. No. No way, man. And you're too old for that.
And I'm more of an art type guy anyway. You know, my background is software development.
Mhm. You know? Yeah. So I got you.
But it doesn't mean because eventually I'll probably end up buying a flatbed printer and a laser cutter and a few other pieces of equipment. So.
When are you guys looking to do that? Before the end of the year?
Yeah,
it'll probably be in the beginning
of next year. Yeah.
Okay, around like January-ish.
Yeah. You know. So you know, we never know.
Yeah.
Depends
on how much we're gonna, you know, spend our. Put some of our money away and spend some of it.
Oh, yeah. No, I gotcha. Well, I mean, would you be financing that equipment then? Kind of saving the pocket costs?
Who knows? We, you know, we haven't got that far yet.
I gotcha.
We're going to put our heads together and do our diligence and looking for some angles. But that's what I do for a living. I used to develop new products.